Imagine living in a country in which members of Congress would mandate that researchers either destroy embryos or risk imprisonment. Imagine a nation that not only permits the killing of the most vulnerable among us, but mandates such mayhem for the purposes of research. Well, imagine no further. The day has arrived. As Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork has well said, we have begun inexorably slouching towards Gomorrah. I'll never forget the words of George Will when he said, we're experiencing the slow motion barbarization of America. The founders of a republic could only in their darkest nightmares have imagined relativism trumping objective moral standards in a free society. The rise of technology, the fall of ethical consensus have brought us to a society full of moral dilemmas. And that stark reality was borne out in 1973 when Christians quietly passed on a major battle in the war against abortion. Of course, today the far-reaching impact of that abdication is felt in the raging battle over embryonic stem cell research. And in the wake of the current moral and ethical tsunami, it's incumbent upon Christians to not only provide relief, but to begin the rebuilding process. Nothing less than Western civilization is at stake. I'll never forget what Christian philosopher Francis Schaeffer said many years ago. He said that abortion would be the watershed issue of our era. He said that of all the subjects relating to the erosion of the sanctity of human life, abortion is the keystone. Of course, his warning tragically fell on deaf ears. Consider the statements of some of the leading spiritual and secular leaders of our age. Beverly Harrison, a professor of Christian ethics at Union Theological Seminary, said that infanticide is not a great wrong. I do not want to be construed, she said, as condemning women who, under certain circumstances, quietly put their infants to death. Or Esther Langston, a professor of social work at the University of Nevada. What we are saying, she said, is that abortion becomes one of the choices, and the person has the right to choose whatever it is that is best for them in the situation in which they find themselves, be it abortion, keep the baby, adopt the baby, sell the baby, leave the baby in a dumpster, put it on your porch, whatever. It's the person's right to choose. Or Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, who famously remarked that the most merciful thing a large family can do for one of its infant members is to kill it. Where does the slippery slope lead? Think only to the words of James Watson. Now, he isn't some guy from the wrong side of the tracks. He's the co-discoverer of the structure of DNA. He won a Nobel Prize. And he said, because of the limitations of present detection methods, most birth defects are not discovered until birth. However, if a child was not declared alive until 3 days after birth, the doctor would allow the child to die if the parent so chose, talk about choice, and save a lot of misery and suffering. Well, this is the epoch in which we find ourselves. And in view of this reality, we should go back to the words of Scripture. For you created my inmost being, said the psalmist. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. A song was written with those words in mind. It was haunting, not only to hear the music, but to see the images. It was the first pro-life song by Cindy Martin Morgan, who was the daughter of the late Dr. Walter Martin, who was the founder and former president of the Christian Research Institute. It was recorded by her daughter Sharon at the tender age of 7. And we featured it on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And we lauded the fact that Cindy Martin Morgan and her husband Rick were vigilant in the battle against abortion. And the reason we did that is because the reality today is there are very few Christians who will put their lives on the line for this issue. Christians have become apathetic. There's a recent Pew poll that found that among all respondents to the poll, a poll on abortion, concern about the abortion issue has dropped. That only 15% of respondents said abortion was a critical issue. Only 15%. And so it's an issue to which we have become anesthetized. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be involved in the debate or the discussion. It's a watershed issue of our era. We should be involved. And so Cindy and Rick have continued the battle, recognizing it's not about whether we win or lose, it's about being faithful with the platform that God gives us. And so they have now come out with a new pro-life song, Who Will Save the Little Ones? It is a call to lawful action on behalf of the unborn. And you can hear it and download it on the World Wide Web at equip.org.